Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today in the guide series, we're talking about a requested topic, and that is the topic of how to go about thinking about macro tracking. And macro tracking is actually, I think, super important because it's a super important educational tool. It's not a way that I recommend living, but if you're looking to lose fat, it's a way that I recommend tracking in order to be as efficient as possible to get in and out of a fat loss phase as quick as possible. And it also, I think, helps you to be more successful in a shorter time frame. So we'll talk about that today. But before we do, I just wanted to remind you of some opportunities that are available for you here at the show. And number one, the most important one for you is that you would go ahead and hit either subscribe or follow to this podcast, because that's the only way that you can guarantee that you get the information that we provide in the future, as well as, of course, it lets the podcast players know that what we provide is valuable. And so it pushes it out to more people, and more people can get the education that they need as well. In addition to that, if you've been listening along and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I really could use some help when it comes to figuring out the fat loss puzzle for myself, you can go ahead into the show notes below and schedule a free lifestyle audit. During the free lifestyle audit, it's just the time for us to sit down, have a conversation, and discuss what are some things that you've tried in the past, what has worked, what hasn't worked, and get a game plan together for you so that you can start seeing results as soon as possible. And with all that being said, let's get right into the show. And when we're having a discussion about macros, one of the first questions that often comes up is it even necessary to track macros, or can I just track calories? And I would say that tracking macros really is an important aspect of tracking calories. Now, you can track calories alone, and by tracking calories alone, you will lose weight, but you might not necessarily retain the physique that you want. You might not be in the shape that you want. And the reason for that is, while calories determine how much weight your body has on its frame, macros determine in what form that weight takes. And all of us would agree that I would much rather be 270 and muscular than 260 with a higher body fat percentage. I would definitely rather have the heavier weight with more muscle than the lower weight with less muscle. And that's simply because I have less flexibility there. And not to mention, muscle is way more flattering on your frame than fat is. And so even though one is lighter than the other, I would much rather have the higher weight with more muscle than the lower weight with less muscle. And so as we go through macro tracking today, I'm going to start with the most important macronutrient all the way down to the least important macronutrient. Now first, when we're thinking about macronutrients, what we're really talking about is we're talking about the four categories of energy or calories. And those would be protein, fats, carbs, and alcohol. And as I mentioned before, that's in order from most important to least important. And so first of all, there is protein. And protein is the most important macronutrient because, as I've mentioned on this show before, and specifically I mentioned on episode number 20 of the guide series entitled The Guide Series, Protein and Fat Loss. And so if you want a kind of a deeper dive on why protein is important, you can go back and you can reference that episode. But to abbreviate that episode, it would be that protein is super important because it helps your body to retain muscle. In addition to that, it also contributes to healthy bones, healthy nails, healthy hair, healthy skin. All of the aesthetics, all of the largest organs in our body are fueled and built by protein. And so that one is the most important one. It has been referred to as the macronutrient of health. And so when we're tracking macros, what we're really shooting for, and again, I mentioned this in episode number 20, but in just in case this is your first episode that you've ever listened to, we're going to abbreviate that right now. And when you're shooting for protein, what you're shooting for is you're shooting for 1 gram per pound of your desired body weight. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, man, there's just no way that I'm going to get 1 gram of protein per my goal weight. And again, it might not be your current weight. If you got 20 or 30 pounds to lose or so, then just envision, what weight do I want to be? and eat 1 gram of protein per pound of whatever that number is. And so you might be thinking to yourself, you know, there's just no way that I can hit that number in protein. Well, the reason why I say 1 gram is because you're really in a safe zone if you hit between 0.7 and 1 gram. Now, again, if you can get up to 1 gram, it's definitely better. But if you're in the range of 0.7 to 1 gram, which there is a range there, then there's nothing to like be obsessive over. It's not like you have to hit a perfect dream number. No, it's within a range. And that range is 0.7 to 1 gram. And one of the reasons why that is so important, especially if your goal is to lose fat, is because when you're in a deficit, your body starts getting rid of tissues that it doesn't think is important or that it thinks is expensive. And when it comes to energy and calories, protein becomes super important because your body, when it views muscle, it views it as being calorically expensive. Because it is. It takes a lot of calories to fuel muscle. And so one of the first things that your body will do if you're not eating sufficient protein is that it will start to get rid of your muscle. And the second reason why protein is so important is because, again, when you're in a deficit, you tend to be hungry. And that's kind of normal. It's normal because you're literally eating less calories than your body needs. That's why it's called a deficit. And so whenever we're in a deficit, protein keeps us more satisfied, meaning that we won't feel as hungry even though we're still in a deficit. And so for those reasons, protein is the most important one on the list of macronutrients to target. Second is fats. Now, when it comes to fats and carbs, I don't really meticulously track either one because at the end of the day, as long as you're hitting your protein numbers, then your fats and carbs can kind of be interchanged with this caveat. The caveat being that you should not allow your fats to get below 20% of your overall calories. Now, the reason why that's important is because protein and fats are what we call essential macronutrients, which means that they are essential to life. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Alone, but if you have, there's this one episode, and it probably happens every season, but this one season I was watching, there's this one guy that literally killed an entire moose, and he had protein that could have lasted him like months and months. But moose is such a low-fat protein that because he didn't have enough fats in his diet, even though he was eating a bunch of protein, because he didn't have fats, he was losing weight kind of like out of control, and he had to pull out of the contest. And so fats are essential for life, and so we do need to eat them. And even if, right, you're eating at the lower range of fats, still it's probably a better idea for most people to be above that 20%. So don't let yourself get below 20%, but above 20% is definitely fine. And kind of track your fats and carbs and see which one do I prefer to eat. And if you prefer to eat carbs, then as long as you're keeping your fats above 20%, again, 20% is the lower range. Probably you'd be more comfortable somewhere in the 30 to 40% range of fats. As long as you're in that 20 to 40% range, then you'll probably be fine. And the rest of your calories can be consumed through carbs. And when it comes to carbs, some people feel better on high carb diets, because carbs are the most easily utilized macronutrient for energy. And so almost as soon as you eat them, they're available for your body to use as energy. And so that's why I mentioned in the carb episode that a lot of high-performance athletes tend to prefer higher carb diets because they're performing day in and day out, and so they need that energy to be readily available. Again, making sure that protein is taken care of, making sure that fats are above 20%, and then you're able to fill in the gaps with carbs. And then lastly, we have alcohol. Now, some people might fight me on the fact that alcohol technically isn't a macronutrient, and some people would consider it a macronutrient. It's kind of a debate in the nutrition space. However, the reason why I'm including it in this episode is that I'm including the 4 categories of foods or things that you eat or drink that you can get calories from. And alcohol definitely is a higher calorie food. So, for example, protein, for every 1 gram of protein, it is 4 calories. For every 1 gram of carbs, it is 4 calories. And so you can kind of pair protein and carbs together because 1 gram of each equals 4 calories. Fats is the most expensive calorie, right? Well, I shouldn't say expensive, but it's the most dense calorically in that for each gram is equal to 9 calories, but it's essential. So you cannot avoid fats, even though it is dense. You should still be eating fats, again, making sure you're above that 20% threshold. Now, when it comes to alcohol, alcohol for each gram is 7 calories. And that puts alcohol as the second most dense form of calories, or the foods that you can get calories from. Of these 4 categories, alcohol is the second most dense place that you can get calories. And if you're trying to lose fat, that needs to be accounted for, even though alcohol is not going to play a role in your health. And so those are truly empty calories. There's really no purpose to them. The purpose to them would be, are you enjoying those calories with family, and do those calories enhance your relationships with them? And that would be the value there. But as far as like nutritionally and biologically speaking, alcohol would be the thing that if you're gonna cut something out, then that would be the one to cut out. Now, with all that being said, you might be wondering to yourself, okay, now how do I go about tracking my macronutrients? And that's a lot easier to show you than to tell you and to talk you through. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put in the show notes below a link to a video that I put out on Instagram that literally goes through the entire process of how you can track protein. Now, specifically in that video, I'm teaching you how to track protein. However, I also include in that video how to track the other macronutrients as well using a simple app and a food scale. And in grand total, that would be a $12 investment to get you started on tracking your macros and to get yourself started on the right track. And I would definitely say that that's worth it. But those are the breakdowns of the 4 macronutrient categories and their order of importance, and how you can think through that process when you start macro tracking for yourself. Now, with all that being said, I hope you found that valuable, and I hope it's something that you can take and implement today to see better physique changes as soon as possible. And with all that being said, I hope you have an awesome day. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.